It must have been, they must have held up fairly well with the humidity and everything here.
They did. They were fine. They were cool because the air could go through them because they were sun. Are we sun protecting a couple of them because they're comfortable as well as
nothing? Oh, okay. No.
Here's an interesting picture about Uncle Just off in and his sister that came down with my daddy tonight.
He came on the boat with daddy.
He came on the boat.
What was his name?
He died at the age of 91. She died for sure. That was he and his sister.
Now, you people mainly settled in the south part, which was that the main, now, that was the main part of the town at that time, wasn't it?
No, we settled in the north side of town. Because Dad could buy those lots out there just outside the city limits.
He bought them and then
cheaper than he could the town here, and he was bringing his family down, and his mother wanted to come down and all that. So he bought these lots and built on it just 3 blocks out of the city limits. Then within 5 years, it was within the city limits. Mm-hmm. And then he built that big house then out just outside the city limits. But within another 5 years, it was in the city limits. So built out on the north side because, the Oxa Grove had been here for years. And it was just on the bay, just a block and a half down from where he bought his lots. And the Oxa Grove was an old established grove. People had been fishing and raising fruit and shipping it here for years. The Ripples were over on the south side of that, but they was on this side of the bay. Well, there was a dock down there that he docked his boat on. And that threw him over there and officers put him there. And he would buy food and feed, raise, and some different things there at that place. So it was a convenient place. And then you could have animals, like horses and cows and so forth outside that.
Did you have animals?
As soon as David, when the first railroad train came through, it brought his bicycle. He was so pleased with it, he didn't know what to do. And when it was 4 years old, he traded it to a Mr. Mateo that lived down in Lemon City for a New Jersey cow. And he always had a cow.
Is
and he usually had a horse.
Did you have an area for the...
Yes, we had a regular barn. And Daddy, after he had his transfer storage company here, he traded the... He would buy the fields out and he would buy and bring the hay in. And we'd all get out there and pitch hay and make regular hay sacks for the cattle and the horses.
Did you... So you did grow some grain out?
We didn't grow grain. Daddy would buy the tall grasses that were around that he could use as hay. That was in the area. And it was good for the cattle.
These are just general pronunciational things. There's no problem. Most of them are, we've already mentioned a great deal of them. You said that you used pine on your fire a lot. What did you call the pieces that you would put on them?
Kindling.
That's to get the fire started. Mm-hmm. Did you have any special term for any wood that you would use? You know, real small pieces that would ignite fast to get the fire started.
Well, the kindling, the chips, those shavings that we had a carpenter shop out in the backyard, so we always had shavings you could go get.
Okay. The thing that carried the smoke off, what'd you call that?
Chimney.
All right. And what's it made out of? The chimney, what was it made out of?
You mean for the fireplace?
Right.
Brick.
That was brick?
Red bull.
Was that made around here or did you have it brought out?
No.